Ruth chapter 3. Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, "My daughter, shall I not seek rest for you, that it may be well with you? And now, is not Boaz of our kindred with whose maidens you were? Behold, he winnows barley tonight in the threshing floor. Wash yourself for this reason, and anoint yourself, and put on your clothing upon you, and get you down to the floor. But do not make yourself known to the man until he shall have done eating and drinking. And it shall be, when he lies down, that you shall mark the place where he shall lie, and you shall go in and uncover his feet and lay yourself down, and he will tell you what you shall do." And she said to her, "All that you say to me, I will do." And she went down to the floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law bid her. And when Boaz had eaten and drank, and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of corn, and she came softly and uncovered his feet and laid her down. And it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid and turned himself, and behold, a woman lay at his feet. And he said, "Who are you?" And she answered, "I am Ruth, your handmaid. Spread therefore your skirt over your handmaid, for you are a near kinsman." And he said, "Blessed be you of Yahweh, my daughter, for you have showed more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning, inasmuch as you follow not young men who are either poor or rich. And now, my daughter, do not fear. I will do to you all that you require, for all the city of my people do know that you are a virtuous woman. And now it is true that I am your near kinsman. Howbeit, there is a kinsman nearer than I. Stay here this night, and it shall be in the morning that if he will perform to you the part of a kinsman, well, let him do the kinsman part. But if he will not do the part of a kinsman to you, then I will do the part of a kinsman to you, as Yahweh lives. Lie down until the morning." And she lay at his feet until the morning, and she rose up before one could know another. And he said, "Let it not be known that a woman came into the floor." And also he said, "Bring the veil that you have upon you and hold it." And when she held it, he measured 6 measures of barley and laid it on her, and she went into the city. And when she came to her mother-in-law, she said, "Who are you, my daughter?" And she told her all that the man had done to her. And she said, "These 6 measures of barley did he give me, for he said to me, 'Go not empty to your mother-in-law.'" She then said, "Sit still, my daughter, until you know how the matter will fall, for the man will not be in rest until he has finished the thing this day." End of chapter 3.